Welcome to another edition of Alumni Spotlight. I'm joined by former Packers running backs Jim Grabowski and Donnie Anderson. Gentlemen, welcome back to Green Bay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Great to be back.
Now, you guys were both first-round picks in back-to-back years, 65 and 66. You were both drafted in the top 10. These days, first-round picks are shown, you know, talking on the telephone when they get picked. They're talking to their new coach or their GM or whatever. What was draft day like for you guys?
Well, I was in New York before that All-American weekend, and at that time they had babysitters. You know, the NFL would send somebody to sit with you for the weekend, make sure the AFL didn't talk to you. So I was out in New York, and it happened to be my girlfriend at the time was with the babysitter, who now is my wife. And I remember the babysitter going, geez, you didn't go in the first, you weren't number one, you weren't number two. What's your agent trying to do to you? He's really ruining things for you. But he said, I told him, relax, you know. And all of a sudden came in at ninth in the league, and I said, well, that's great. And I think my agent kind of steered the draft to get to Green Bay. He really thought I should play in Green Bay.
My mom says, somebody on the phone for you. I answered the phone and said, hello, this is Tom Miller with the Green Bay Packers. And all of a sudden, Vince's voice, he said, this is Vince Lombardi. He said, we just drafted you in the first round. What do you think about that? Then I'm saying, is this real?
What was it like coming to such a powerhouse team?
Well, I was just thrilled to death. I mean, this is the Green Bay Packers. I'm going to play with them. Growing up in the Midwest and seeing all those Bear Packer games, when I was in high school and college, I mean, this is, boy, I got a chance to play against the Bears now. I was really thrilled.
Well, I was too, because I chose to come here. But I didn't think too much about it. I just said, well, here, I signed. I'm going to play. That's the way I looked at it. I didn't really know a lot about Vince Lombardi other than he was a great coach. I remember he brought Grabo and I in his room when we were rookies, and he said, you've already made the team, so just relax, learn the plays, learn the system. You're here. Don't worry about it.
So what are your memories of the first two Super Bowls?
Well, for me, when we went to the first Super Bowl, we watched in the films of the first Super Bowl, you know, going looking at the Chiefs and saying, you know, we just should beat them. I think we're a better team. Everybody felt like they were better. And the second memory is that they had Fred the Hammer Williamson that was their guy that, you know, was known for knocking people out, and Donnie knocked him out with a knee to the helmet. And he had talked about how he's going to lay the lumber on all of us, you know, Packers.
So what are your favorite Lombardi stories?
I think each one of us have a story of his individual contact with you, you know, where he looked you in the eye and maybe said something. The great line I remember, Bob Skowronski saying that one of the great things about Lombardi is he knew when to throw the crumbs at you. He was awfully tough on you, you know, but he knew when to throw a few nice things about you. You would say nice things, but just when you were really down, you know, he threw crumbs, and he knew when to do that. And so I think we all have those times where, you know, there was an individual face-to-face meeting with him, and he said something that he threw a crumb.
He never gave me a compliment, a real compliment. So, like, I got a few crumbs every once in a while, but boy, he chewed on me. Grab was there. He was there the whole time. And I remember he, after the Ice Bowl, Vince had this habit, a way of coming up to you and slapping you on the back of the neck like that, you know, like that. And he said, you became a man today. Proud of you. I said, holy moly.
That was it. Yeah,
that's the ultimate, I guess, that he gave Jerry Kramer or Horning or Starr or whoever it might have been.
Okay.
That you made the level that his expectations were.
Yeah.
Last question for you, gentlemen. Is there one game that you remember the most from your time as a player here?
I'm going to tell a story about Grabo. Jimmy Taylor got hurt, and against the Bears, you carried the ball 32 times or something like that.
Yeah, 34, but 2 didn't count.
34. It was the unbelievable performance to just keep pounding the black and blue division and just keep giving the ball to Grabo and just, you know, getting hit on this side and then somebody hit you here. And I remember asking him at the locker room Tuesday, I said, how do you feel? And he said, I promise you, Donnie, I feel like a truck has run over me. He says, and there's not one part of my muscles that aren't aching. And yeah. I tell you, it was a performance. I don't think Grabo was drafted to be that, particularly his great hands and quick feet, and he could do things. But that day, every you know, 3-4 yards was hard to get. And I remember that for him. For me, I fumbled a lot, so, that's...
I'll speak for him. You know, in that ice bowl, you know, they see Chuck Machine going over, you know, getting down to the one, and then Bart sneaking over. But how did we get down there? You know, if you check the film out, you know, he had to even be circles. He caught the passes to get you down there.